So kuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomgqibelo mhlaka 22 Nhlolanja 2025 ngudabo kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, abalimi sebedlela ovalweni ngenxa yokuna kwezulu elinengi eseliphazamisa izilimo. Izakhamizi zethu ukuna kwezulu akusoze ukuqeda udubo lokusilela kwamanzi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Izulu eline kakhulu ezabelene eziningi zelizwe seliphazamise ezinye izilimo njengoba amasimu esetota. Abalimi sebedlela evalweni bese saba ukulahlekelwa yizilimo njengoba ubudlila abo sebuhlasela. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxa nomnumzana Eugene Dube, ingcwethi yezokulima.
Lonyaka into ekhonezakeleyo, into yokuqala izulu lahamba, abantu balima kaningi, belo bephindaphinda bephindaphinda. Ubona kwezinye indawo ezinjengaboplanto obokhezi obotsholotho kungaba nendlala zidala kwizilima zezanga kahle. But kwezinye indawo lapha uthi khona kwakwenze kahle, abaqalayo ukulima abathola izulu engathi laliliningi, hhayi ukuvuna sibili, hhayi bazavuna. But laba abathi baphuza, abalimele emuva kakhulu, ngibona kusuka ngenkinga yokuthi khona leli zulu abasoze bavune izivuno engathi sithi phezulu. Ngenxa yokuthi izulu lasona abaningi kakhulu, libe liningi kakhulu ejefuna ukuthi abalimi babe nemvundiso yamifethelaza le yaphezulu esithi i-anina leyana, ukuze bakwazi ukunqoba le nkinga yezulu eliningi kakhulu, ngoba izulu yabaningi kakhulu, ukudla kwezilimo kuyathathwa izulu kuhambe phansi. So ngibona engathi khona abalimi abaningi abasoze bavune ngoba izulu seliliningi kakhulu.
Kukhona na abalimi abangakwenza okungenza ukuthi laloba kungamanga kuhle bethole nje isivuno esingani singcono, kumbe akusela okungenziwa?
Akukhona ongayenziwa. Into yokuqala ngibona kule into le abadefall angweni, ukudla lo osenza osubona emasimini, ngibona kakhulu ine-fall angweni nge-stock border sekuwona kakhulu. So ngiyabe ngibona ukuthi abaningi one baqasa ukunqoba leso ilozen i-problem le siyibona kakhulu, leyo nkinga yokudla sokusidla izilimo zabo. Okwesibili, njengoba izulu liningi kakhulu, abalimi kabasahlakuli ngoba kuyakumanzi. So lapha siyakhuthaza kakhulu ukuthi hhayi kabazali ngamandla wonke ukuthi lesi noma amakhuba engakwanisi ukuthi khona bahlakule, lesi bangahambe besiphuna ukuze isilimo sabo sonesana zitshaywa ngumoya. Okwesithathu, ngibona ukuthi khona abalimi angasebenzisa leyo mvundiso yaphezulu kakhulu. Almost every 2 weeks belokhu beyifaka because ngenxa yezulu elinayo, nxa belokhu befaka leyo fertilizer iyathathwa futhi, befaka futhi i-fertilizer iyathathwa futhi. But almost every 2 weeks kungakwazi ukuthi khona ukuthi banqobe bakwazi ukuthi bavune.
Umnumzana Eugene Dube, ingcwethi yezokulima esebenza le nkampani ethengisa inhlanyelo e-AgriSeeds, ubesecingweni le Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Inhlanganiso ezilela amalungelo ezihambi ezisebenzisa amabhasi zamukele ngenjabulo isinqumo sikahulumende sokumisa ukusebenza kwebhasi ye-Urban Connect ebulale abantu abangamashumi amabili lanhlanu engozini yomgwaqo. Ibhasi le imiswe ukusebenza okwenyanga eziyisithupha kusaxwayisiswa ingozi eyenzakala emgwaqweni we-Beit Bridge Maswingo. Umphathintambo ohlangothi lukahulumende wabona ukuthwalwa kwempahla lozulu, umnumzana Felix Mona, kuyena liviki wazise ukuthi le bhasi ibingela maphepha eneleyo. Uthe uhlangothi lwakho lizaqinisa ukulandelwa kwemithetho njalo amabhasi angela maphepha awasoza avunyelwe ukuthwala uzulu. Ukuhlazana ludaba sixoxa lonobhala jikelelwa inhlanganiso emela izihambi eZimbabwe Passengers Association, umnumzana Paul Makiwa.
Hayi, sithanda ukuthi ngikhangele indaba leyo ngamehlo amabili madabezile eZimbabwe. Okwakuqala nxa sikhangele okukhulunywa nguminista obe-Rift Authority ne-Passenger Insurance Policy, nxa ibhasi leyo kadingalakho okunye yangkhona yakuthela njalo. Kutho ukuthi abantu abangabe sibabona basehlangothini lokuphambanisa yi-Ministry of Transport, siphinde njalo sibize thina ukuthi yona i-Ministry of Home Affairs amapolisa. Ibhasi leyo izihambe siye lapho ekade isiya khona, iziyofika lapho ekade isiya khona singala maphepha la kade kuhamba njani. Yilo icala esilibonayo kuqala. Angithi ukuthi ngiyanika icala kuhulumende, kodwa izinto esisegcekeni ngokuba uhulumende ukhona ukuthi alondoloze impilo kazulu. Ye-i-suspension ngiyayibona ikade sibike 6 months, kodwa labo kabazinika amakhwapha njengabantu abadala balungisise ikakhulu njani i-Ministry of Transport ne-Ministry of Home Affairs. Kunenge ngihlala ngikukhuluma ngibatshela ukuthi kugcenwa yini badala khona ngapho, ngokuba nqali ngakubiza khona hambi la ngapha abafika sokuletha.
Libona sengathi isinqumo lesi sithethwe sizaluqeda na udubo lwengozi lezi ezemgwaqweni ikakhulu ezamabhasi?
Into enkulu yakuqala, asinamgwaqo eZimbabwe. Iqinisele asinamgwaqo eZimbabwe. Ungakhangela umgwaqo nalo esizele ukuba lengozi kakhulu, i-Bedbiz Mashingo, kukhanya sani yo wothi umgwaqo ukhanya sani sungono. Yikho libona imoto zifulada khona ngale.
Sibona njalo ukuthi umtshayeli walibhasi kukhanya sengathi layo ubengela maphepha eneleyo nxa kukhangelwa ke i-retest. Aba izihambi zona zingenza njani ukuthi zibone ukuthi zivikelekile nxa zingena ngemigwaqweni?
Ngingakhangela umthetho we-International Transport Fleet Agreement nxa sisiya kuma-public service vehicles. Uthi wona imota yonke ethwala uzulu kumele esingathi thina ngama-particulars emota iphinde i-display ama-particulars ka-drive.
Umnumzana Paul Makiwa ngunobhala jikelelo inhlanganiso emela izihambi eZimbabwe Passengers Association. Ubesecingweni le-Studio 7 eseHarare. Kusina izulu elinenge eZimbabwe, yabahlali bezansi emandebeleni bathi udubo lwamanzi kalusoze luphele ngoba amadamu amaningi agcwele inhlabathi njalo malutshwane kakhulu amadamu emathebeleland south. Ukwakhiwa kwedamu lethuli Manyange elikhangelelwe ukuqeda udubo lwamanzi eGwanda South lithuthukise le nhlelo zokulima ngokuthelezela lwamiswa nyakenye ngenxa yokuswelakala kwemali. Kubika u-Albert Ncube.
Lamlela ndwandwe,
lamlela
ndwandwe,
lamlela
lamlela.
Abahlali besigabeni seGwanda bathi kuyadanisa ukuba amanzi amaningi azageleze emfuleni ayefike elwandle kulandela ukuna kahle kwezulu lonyaka. Bathi lokho akusoze ukuqeda uhlupho lokuswelakala kwamanzi esigabeni lesi esilamadamu amalutshwane. Iningi lithi kalifuni ukuphinda likubona okwanyakenye lapho elabhekana lo dubo lokusulelwa kwamanzi okwabangelwa isikhudumezo somkhathi ese-El Nino esadala isomiso esesabekayo eMatabeleland South lezinye izabelo eZimbabwe. Umnumzana Zolitin Gabula oyisakhamuzi esitezi okuyindawo ehlezi ibhekane lo dubo lwamanzi uthi kumbalwa okumele kwenziwe ukuze kulondolozwe amanzi.
Okokuqala, kusamele sikhangele ukubana land management ye-catchment area siyayiphakamisela ezingeni eliphezulu, silondoloze ezemvelo, sibone ukuthi kasigamule izihlahla, kasithise utshani, kasilimi silandela ukugenquka komhlaba. Kusamele kuthi-ke kiwo amadamu sibone ukuthi siyakhukhula ingcekeza, sikhukhule udaka lenhlabathi okungabe sokuthe kwangena phakathi kwemadamu kusehlisa ukutshona umbelo kwenelisa ukubamba kwawo amanzi.
Amazwi la agcizelelwe ngumnumzana Collins Banda oyisakhamuzi seNtebe njalo olwela ukulondolozwa kwezemvelo.
Amanzi awabona ubuningi ayadlula khonapha emfuleni, imfula uyagcwala, igcwale imfula iziyeqa amabridge. Kodwa sekufike isikhathi sobusika, kuzathi lapho sekusilela silela silela sila manzi engasatholakali sesikhona sesikhumbula ukuthi kanje sike saba lamanzi amaningi bekufanele ukuthi kathesi ngaya ukuthi kunje siwamanzi engena ezindaweni lapho esiwastore khona esingathi na storage kuthi ebusika laphana siyenze imizamo leyo yesilokhu esingathi thina i-water harvesting siwavune amanzi siwagcine sisenzela kwelizayo lapho abengasatholakali khona
Swana uthi bekuza kuba ngcono ngabe seliphelile okwakhiwa idamu lethu limanyange elikhangelwe lokuthwala amanzi amaningi kakhulu
idamu elinjengelemanyange elikhulunywe iminyaka leminyaka lalamhlanje lokho kukhulunywa ngalo kodwa lingaphuthi ngangokunye ukuthi kade siyakwazi ukuthi umfula uthuli amanzi ama amanzi agcinakala lapho sesiwafuna sizawathola idamu lemanyange liphekwe ngabo 1974 sekuchaya abo 50 years lamhlanje akuphuma iludo
loba kunjalo Okwamanje izakhamizi ziyakuthakazelela ukubona kwezulu ezigabeni zabo. Ukansila kawa 13, umnumzana Miklas Ndlovu, uthi sokukuhle emakhaya kulandela ukubona kwezulu lokhu.
Abakithi izulu lonyaka inkosi sibonile ende kusibone silibele uyazi amanzi mane ngokunyomali sayo endaweni yakithi izulu liyanayo imisenya yonke isivukile amaxhapho sekhona kodwa ubuhlungu bukhona nampu amanzi wonke la ahamba
imizamo yokuxoxisana lo skomithi eGwanda inkosazana noMathemba Dlovu lomeli wedalela eParliament eGwanda South umnumzana uMphile Maropi ngalolu daba ihlule ngoba umakhale kukwini babo bengangeni. Uhulumende wako waba lohlelo lwe Give a Damn campaign ngeminyaka yama-1980s usiya kuma-1990s. Olwalusekelwa ngohulumende abatshiyeneyo. Kula madamu agoqelele Jobe, imthabezi lamanye akhiwa ngalesi sikhathi. Uhulumende uthi kungaphela ukwakhiwa kwedamu lethuli manyange luzaphela udubo lwamanzi. Emathebeleland South, usenjalo zikhala ezimathonsi, izakhamizi zikawa 13 eGaranyemba leNtepe, ngemva kokuba omunye umama ethethwa ngumfula ngolwesibili eGaranyemba watholakala sefile. Kuthi njalo umfundi weNtepe Primary School laye uthethwa ngumfula kodwa ubengakabonakali ngolwesithathu. Izanuse zomuma umkhathi zixwayisa uZulu ukuthi angalingi ukuchapha imfula. Egcweleyo ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 ngiseGwanda ngu-Albert Ncube.
Intengo yempahla egoqela ukudla amafutha emota lokunye yaqhubeka ikhuphuka eMelika ngozibandlela. Intethelo izindaba yeVOA uVeronica Balderas Iglesias uxoxa lengcwethi zenotho ngokungenziwa ngohulumende kaTrump ukuze ehlise intengo yempahla. Umbiko ohlangothi lukahulumende weMelika olubona ngezisebenzi uveza ukuba intengo yempahla yakhuphuka ngesilinganiso sokuthathu ekhulwini ngozibandlela nxa iqathaniswa lanyakenye. Unkosikazi Alison Shraga owekolitshi leManhattan Institute uthi intengo yempahla iyakhwela.
The cost of housing is still going up. Services were still expensive. Good prices were going down largely from recoveries from the pandemic and that progress has largely stalled.
Intengo yempahla ibisehla ngemva kokuphela komkhuhlane weCovid kodwa ukwehla kwentengo sekumile.
Ofundisa izifundo zenotho eMontclair State University, usikhwicamfundo Edmund Berisha, laye uphe umbono wakhe.
We are doing pretty good in terms of the unemployment rate, which means people are working, people are making money, and when people do that, they spend, and that high spending is...
Inani labantu abangela misebenzi liphansi, okutsho ukuthi abantu bahola imali, ngakho... bayayisebenzisa ukuthenga impahla okuyikho okwenza intengo iqhubeke iphezulu.
Laloba ingcwethi zisithi umongameli Donald Trump wathola umnotho oqhuba kuhle, yena upha owayengumongameli umnumzana Joe Biden umlando wokuthiya intengo yempahla ikhuphuka.
This was caused by Biden. I had 4 years of virtually no inflation, so I'm just taking over.
Lokhu kwabangelwa nguBiden ngakhokhela okweminyaka emine intengo yempahla ingakhuphuki.
Ingcwethi yezomnotho unkosikazi Alison Schrager uthi ezinye inhlelo zikahulumende kaTrump zilakho ukuthuthukisa umnotho.
Particularly corporate tax cuts, potential more tax reform, some of the deregulation will also boost the economy.
Ukwehlisa imithelo yamankampani lokumisa eminye imithetho yezenotho kulakho ukuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe.
Abathengi abakhangelelwanga ukuphathiseka kudaba lwama-interest rate, kodwa zikhona ezinye indlela ezingasetshenziswa ukwehlisa intengo yempahla, kutsho umnumzana Edmund Berisha.
You want to support the free market as much as you can. The other thing is we want to stimulate the production too.
Kumele kusekelwe inkululeko yemikambo. Okunye esikufunayo yikuthuthukisa ukukhiqizwa kwempahla.
Umnumzana Berisha uthe ukukhuphuka kwentengo yempahla kuyinto eyenzakala emazweni omhlaba, njalo amanani aveza ukuthi umnotho welemelika ulokhu uqhuba kuhle. Udaba loluqoqe intethelo zindaba ye-VOA uVeronica Balderas Iglesias lalethulela yimi uTabo Kangcube owe-Studio 7. Okwakhathesi siye kusithandekile mhlanga esipha uhlelo lwabomama.
Nanso ingxoxo esiliphathele yona kwezabesifazana lamhlanje.
Umnikizo ngobuhlelo wenkosi Nyobe, I'm a sports blogger. I-blog yami kumasocials ethela uSportsgrind ukuthi kuhle. Then my website is sportsgrind.make.com. Umdlalo ikakhulu wenguqu angazi, I think ukusegazini. Ngikhule nje ngiwuthanda, abanye kubuyela amapopayi mina ke ngithanda ezenguqu. I think umama wami naye waba lesandla khonapho ukuthi ngithande ezenguqu because wayethanda iLiverpool. So nxa kulo mdlalo ku-TV ngizahlala laphana ngibukele la. My first favorite sport was i-athletics, but yeah, ezenguqu zakuya zangitshontsha.
Kodwa wake wayidlala yini?
Ay professionally angizange ngayidlala.
Ku-website yakho lokubloga kwakho kuyini kahle kahle uyabukwenza?
My focus kakhulu is ukuthi ngikhave especially laba abangakhava kakhulu mainstream media. You know, you find ukuthi kulama-juniors, kulamankazana kakhulu. You really find story ukokhonile kubo-Sunday News about amankazana o-league yabo and ukuthi kwenzakalani. So my passion in starting this was to give voice to those that are not given the platform to showcase i-talent labo and behead ama-voices up.
Banengi abalandeli bakho bayakubona okwenzayo njalo bakukhwabitha.
I think I've drawn attention abantu abaningi Facebook. Can you check? I think we get 1,000 some followers. I do WhatsApp channel though in Galega Chase Live, but you see 1,600 channel company WhatsApp la we Twitter la who yakhula kancane.
Uyibona njani ikusasa yemidlalo yabesifazana ikakhulu ukuhlandla lenguqu lapha?
Imidlalo yabesifazana ngathi iku-growth stage, and I would advise abakuma-business ukuthi if you want that exposure le-business lakho, you can risk it emidlalweni yabesifazana because yiyo esakhulayo. Lawo abafana they've grown and they were there and asisela interest much, but if kubuya umuntu esithi I'm sponsoring team yabafazi, the world will buy around that person because we really get at that and umdlalo wabesifazana isikhula. It's currently the most expensive player to translate player in Zambia, born and bred and groomed in Zambia. Uma sesikhangela ukule Zimbabwe asikaqakathekisi into zemidlalo lezi kakhulu, especially imidlalo yabesifazana. We still have that patriarchy mindset yokuthi ibhola ngabantwana abangabafana.
Leyo ingcwethi ecubungula umdlalo wenguqu ubuhle benkosi Ncube olekhasi lakhe kunkundla yokuxhumana ebulenjini elazakala ngokuthi Sports Grind with Buhle, njalo etholakala kuFacebook, Twitter, WhatsApp nakuwebsite. Asidibaneni njalo ngomgqibelo ozayo kuhlelo oluphathelane labesifazane. Nami uSithandekile Mhlanga ngikhonapha eWashington DC.
Siyabonga Sithandekile okwakhathe siye kuntungameli Nkomo esipha uhlelo liphuma lendaba lichone lendaba.
Siyahlangana kuhlelo liphuma lendaba lichone lendaba. Igama nguNtungameli Nkomo. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokwendiswa kwabantwana oluqhubeka lugxila elizweni. Kulokhulu oleminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayisishiyagalolunye lanye 91 ogwetshwe ngomthethwandaba weshurugwi ngemva kokutholakala elecala lokwendisa indodakazi yakhe eleminyaka elichumi lanhlanu 15. Ukhulu lo ugwetshwe inyanga eziyisishiyagalombili ndawonye lonina kajaha oleminyaka engamachumi amathathu obendiselwe kuye luntombazana. Kodwa inkantolo isuke yabeka eceleni lesi sigwebo. Abasolwa laba bephula umthetho we-Marriages Act. Wona othi kulicala ukwendisa owesifazana oleminyaka ephansi kwelishumi lasishiyagalombili 18. Sixoxa lolwela amalungelo abesifazana unkosazana Linda Mpofu.
Udaba lokwendiselwa abantwana lubuhlungu kakhulu, ludaba olungithinta emoyeni ngoba lingizele amantombazana. Lubuhlungu ngoba umntwana ole 15 years kuyina kwaziyo ngokuya kwakha umuzi. Ungacabanga ngakho njengomuntu omdala ongumama oyisakhamuzi uyavelelwa yikwesaba losizi kakhulu. Engunanzelelayo yikuthi indlala umumo welizwe yiwo yenza abantu bacine bethengisa abantu babo ngoba besenzela ukubana bathole inzuzo. Into leyi igxile ekuthini abantu sebeswele kakhulu sebedinga amaqhinga ukubana bathole labo kuyethunjini bese bebona kungcono ukubana bathengisa abantu babo bebendise ukuze bathole inzuzo, bathole inkomo, bathole amabele badle.
Ukhulu lo lomunye wakhe bagwetshwe inyanga eziyisishiyagalombili kodwa inkantolo isuke yesula leso sigwebo. Ungathini ngalokho?
Na ngokubona kwami mbone ngani isigwebo lesi sibe sincane sibili ngoba nxa wena usiyayendisa umntwana le 15 years kuyafana lokuthi umgwebela ukufa 15 years engxenye khona apho uyamendisela exhigwini labo 8 years yokubulala impilo yakhe, yokubulala nje yonke into yakhe, ingqondo zakhe lapho konke nje. So mbone ngani isigwebo lesi nje sincane. Engxenye nje umantshi ukunanzelele ukuthi abasolwa laba iminyaka yabo njengoba baselabo 90 something years, umama layo labo 60 something years. Engxenye ukhayele khonokho ukuthi bangagcina befile ejele. Kodwa eqinisweni isigwebo sincane, kodwa sibuye sibonge nje ukuthi laso sike khona sifakiwe isigwebo. Kulabo bonke abacabanga ukwenza khonokho sebezahle bebekwazi ukubana hayi impumela yokwendisa umntwana yisigwebo sokuthi uye ejele uyebhika.
Kungenziwani kahle kahle Mampofu ukuze kunqandwe udubo lokwendiswa kwabantwana lolo?
Okuqakathekileyo khathesi ukuthi uhulumende ngenhlanganiso zabomama lawo wonke umuntu angenele kulowo mkhankaso wokubana sigqugquzele ukuthi abantwana abangamankazana abangayendiswa bengakavuthwa. Yikho kwakuqala engingakutsho. Okwesibili, uhulumende kumele abone ukuthi abantu ababulawa yindlala, bakithi abantu kabathole ukudla, kabathole okuyethunjini ukuze bangacabangi ngezinye izinto zokubana kusasa labo bagcwalisise izisu zabo. Okwesithathu, uhulumende ngabone kananzelele ukuthi izikolo sezidura kakhulu. Abantwana abangamankazana ukuze bagcinakale kuhle, kakuzanywe sibili ukuthi bagcinwe besesikolo, indleko zesikolo zibe phansi. Abantu labo bafinyelele ukubana babhadala amafizi benze konke. And then okunye okwesine yikuthi izigwebe ezinje kazikhwezwe sibili ukwenzela ukuthi umuntu lanxa esesithi wothazami ananzelele ukuthi ngingagwejwa 10 years ngiyafela ejele wothi ngiyekele.
Sibonge unkosazana Linda Mpofu olwela amalungelo abesifazana. Ube kuhlelo liphuma lendaba lichone lendaba. Asibe nikuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Yimi untungami linkomo.
Shwele baba kangala phuma lendaba. Shwele baba kangala phuma lendaba. Kajona lendaba.
Siyabonga untungami linkomo ngokusipha uhlelo liphuma lendaba lichone lendaba. Hello abaculi bethu liviki sinomculi werumba osacathulayo ozibiza ngegama lokuthi Cooler Box ehamba leqembu lakhe lemkhologwe Shining Stars. Nangu exoxa noNtungameli Nkomo we Studio 7.
Sizwe sakithi sonke olubengelelayo uMakhosi Ngwenya ngibuya ePlump esigabeni saseMkholokwe. Igama engilisebenzisayo emculweni ngokhula box umfana ophathe ezibandayo. Ngina 5 years ngisemculweni. Ingoma yami yokuqala isingle track ethi abantwana basathumeki yiye ngaqala ngayo, and then kuzothi umntana ko 2024 azokhipha ethi amandlebe embongolo. Yiyona le engimarketisayo kakhulu ukuthi abantu beyimamele befunde okuningi.
Ngathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Inombolo yami ngu 078 21 51 743. Ngicula ngise South Africa.
Abalandeli ubatshiyela waphi amazwi?
Ngicela kakhulu isapoti. Ngisapoti yabo, ngicela kakhulu ukuze ngikwazi nami ukuthi ngitshaye ingoma ngiya phambili, ngibenzele konke abakufunayo abakudingayo engomeni. Ingoma zami nginethemba lokuthi zonke zinemessage. Mangabe bezifuna nami kuma digital stories, ngingasearcha Cooler Box and Mkholoke Shining Stars azozithola ingoma. Ngiyabonga kakhulu uma benganginika uxhaso lwabo. Uma kungayisiba abalandeli ingoma ayikho. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Inkosi ithele umusa.
Lo ube ngumculi werumba osacathulayo ozibiza ngegama lokuthi Cooler Box exoxa noNtungameli Nkomo we Studio 7. Singeke hlukani ngesikhangele ebesihamba phambili. Abalimi sebedlela ovalweni ngenxa yokuna kwezulu elinengi eseliphazamisa izilimo. Izakhamizi zithi ukuna kwezulu akusoze kuqede udubo lokusilela kwamanzi. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngutabo kancube.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kustudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.